All right, it's 8 minutes past one, and welcome back to the show now. It's The Sunny Side. My name is Constance. So let's talk about truly, truly knowing a person. Is that even possible? Yeah. Can you truly say, I know this person? Or can you say, I know this person truly? Can you even say you know yourself truly? So I remember years ago, I had a conversation with someone and the man said something. I think it had to do with, I'm trying to remember exactly, but it had to do with, I think someone doing something bad, some kind of criminality kind of thing. And he said, every other person might be saying, God forbid, I can't do this, I can't do that. But they can, actually. There's a doability in everybody. That was the word he used. He called it doability in everybody. To either be bad or be good. So you can say, oh, I know myself. I can never, never say never. Because if you find yourself in that situation, who knows how you might react? You might even surprise yourself. All right. So this movie, the Nollywood movie, Blood Sisters, I saw it recently. Not yesterday, not last week, but yeah, I saw it recently. Okay. And something really stood out for me in that movie. A lot of things stood out for me, but a particular angle, a particular area in that movie was the best man to the young man who was mistakenly killed, the guy that was supposed to get married, yeah, and the bride-to-be and her friend, somehow, the friend to the bride-to-be killed him. Talking about the best man of that young man, he was very sure that he knew his friend because it was more like, we've been together for years, I know him, but he never really knew his friend. He didn't know that the guy was abusive. Oh, he knew his girlfriends. He knew they came and went, but he didn't know why they were all leaving. All through the years, he didn't know that his friend had another aspect of him that was hidden from him. I'm sure you get the him. Don't be confused here. Okay. So this guy tortured these ladies, but his best friend never knew that he was that kind of person. So he had never experienced that dark, twisted mind aspect of his friend. But yet, he said, I know him. And he could even vouch for him. Until there was evidence to prove that you don't really know this guy. So can you truly say you know a person when you have not experienced them in every way? Is it even possible to experience someone in every way? Yeah, it's possible. Or maybe not. Okay. Have you come across someone, or maybe been friends with someone who everybody that knows them, that you know or that you meet or that you have met, that knows this person has something good to say about them? They say every good thing about this person. But note, these are the people that you have met that know this person. You don't know the people that you've not met that actually know this person in other ways. And the thing is that usually some of these people are usually either their superiors or their subordinates. So they're good to people who are higher than them and people who are lower than them. You've not really met their peers. Or maybe there are just a few peers that you've also met. Now, it's also the other way around. If maybe this person you've met, everybody that you know that has, that have met them, or that you have met that knows them, has something bad to say about them. Note again, these are only the ones you have met. How about the ones you've not met? who know this person from another angle. They've experienced the good parts of this person. They've had good encounters with this person. But every other person that you have met, all they know about this person is the evil about this person. They don't know the other aspects. Now, apart from these two extremes I'm touching on, good and evil, right? How about you meet someone who everybody says, that one is very serious, so no they play, no they joke. But these are people who have only experienced this person based on just an aspect. Perhaps they've only experienced this person in a corporate environment. They've not experienced this person in the home. They maybe have not experienced this person in a social gathering. So they don't know that this person has that other aspect of their lives where they are very jovial. Or where they're very serious. That's in case of someone, everybody says, that one too, they play. Or that man is never serious. Or that lady, play. Or that one does not take anything seriously. But you've only met this person. You've only experienced an aspect of this person. You've not experienced every aspect of this person. So that's the conversation that we're having. I'd like to hear from you. And the questions I have, well, quite a number of them. How do you know a person's true character when you have not spent ample time with them? And when we're talking about spending ample time with someone, how long is enough time, or is ample time enough to say, yes, this is how long it should take to say, now I know this person? And then that's everybody that you've met that knows a person says something about them, whether good or bad. Is that enough to rule out any either negative or positive comment about the person? If every other person you've met says something good about them, and then you meet one person who says something negative, does all the other good things said about this person negate this other aspect that perhaps you should pay attention to? Or maybe everybody says bad things about this person, and then just one person comes around to say good things about this person that maybe you should also pay attention to. Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. And then for WhatsApp messages, I'll take them. So send those messages to 0809-030-6416. 0809-030-6416. And of course, you can also send a message on Facebook. And you can tweet at us as well. Can you truly say you know somebody? I learned something some years ago from a pastor. And he said something about knowing a person and knowing about a person. Sometimes we claim to know somebody, but you don't really know the person. You just know about the person. But before you know it, you're screaming and shouting all over the place, I know him, I know her. You don't know the person. You know about the person. Okay. I think I should be taking the calls myself. 070-0923-0923. And then you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH, or you can send a message on our Facebook platform. That's Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. And I'll read them. Hello, you're welcome. What's your name?
Hello, Costa. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
My name is Clement.
All right, Clement.
Interesting topic this afternoon.
Thank you.
I treat relationship like business. I have, let me say, maybe attend seminars or conferences, and that you need to give your business some time to see if you are making profit or you are not, and that perhaps you may want to work some things that maybe things that you're not doing, or introduce some other things. Now, let's bring that to a friend, maybe even my own brother or sister, I cannot say I know them totally. People that we grew up together, eat from the same pot food while we are growing up. I cannot vouch for them. Not to talk of somebody that I meet, an adult. We are both adults. So I usually give, let's say, a timeline of 3 months. If in 3 months, I cannot, I'm talking about what I want from you, I should be able to give it to you too, right? If in 3 months, I cannot get or know you, and after 3 months, continue with the knowledge I have of you, that means I cannot know you. So for me, I think the timeline for me is 3 months. In that 3 months, at least if it is a corporate environment, we should be able to meet at a social environment too. We should be able to meet at a spiritual environment and maybe any other extracurricular environment too, like sports and all that. Now, I should be able to know that, okay, this is what this person like and don't like. And there are things that I may not have the opportunity to do. For instance, let's say swimming. A lot of people will say, okay, I don't know how to swim. That does not mean that they have not, I mean, if they give attempt to it, they will start swimming. You know, I have met a couple of people like that who in their lifetime they have never swam before. But when they met me, because I love to swim, maybe once in a while, they will just come around. By sitting down by the poolside, they will just have the urge to join me. Now, when they stay at a position where their leg will be touching the floor, before you know it, they are attempting swimming and they started swimming. Now, you will, that is somebody who has something in them that they don't know. By just trying, now they can bring it out. I also have something like that too. There are food that I have not eaten before. Somebody introduced me to this food. Maybe I would have swore I would never eat that food before, but I ate this food. Now, imagine my mom.
Okay.
I'm with my mom, and my mom don't be surprised that I am eating this food that she has never, and she thought I will never, I mean, prepare for me before. You should be surprised, like, where did you get this food that you are eating? So, for me, I cannot conclude that we know everybody, because it's dynamic. Things can happen. You can meet somebody who introduced something new to you, that even your mom will be surprised that this is not what I knew you for.
All right.
So that's my opinion.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling. You know, that food part, that example he gave just reminds me of how my mom asked me the other time, when did you start eating all these things? You know, talking about the periwinkles, the snails, because we grew up not eating those. But hello, hello, we are in Port Harcourt. This is River State, mummy. So we got to eat them. All right, thank you so much for calling. Hello.
Hello.
You're welcome. What's your name?
It's Mercy.
All right, Mercy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. So go ahead.
What were you talking about? I just skipped.
Oh, you just tuned in?
No. I didn't listen. I've been watching. I've been listening, but I just skipped the particular question, the topic of the conversation right now. Can you just remind me?
Okay, we're talking about knowing a person's character. And I'm asking, can you truly say you know somebody when you have not experienced them in every way?
No, the thing is, you can't really know somebody enough, because even couples or people that are married, they get to know certain things about the person every day as they keep living together. So it's not, you can't really say for sure that you know somebody so well, because people are dynamic and they are prone to change.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for calling, Mercy. All right, so I'm seeing some messages here on WhatsApp. And then this person says, good afternoon, presenter. My mom would always say, them know this, I be person finish. People evolve. They learn, unlearn, and relearn a lot of things. Just always have an open mind when dealing with people. Ene from Port Harcourt. All right, thank you very much, Ene. Hello. Wow. All right, you'll have to call back if you can. So people also, people are exposed to new information Yeah, it could be something they read somewhere. It could be something they listened to. It could be a movie they watched or a documentary or just about anything. It could be just by interacting with somebody. And then they decide to try out something they heard. Or they begin to mirror something they have been exposed to. Not necessarily because they actually want to. And so you become surprised, you become shocked. I thought I knew this person. Reminds me of that particular story from last year where some kidnappers were found in an estate in Port Harcourt. And they lived with every other person, kidnapping people. Yeah. The residents of that estate, they were shocked. We thought we knew this person. It's more like, we are all living here now. We are all tenants. It's just like when I hear some people say, oh, they just come here, come arrest them. Innocent boy, not do anybody anything. Madam, be coming down, no? You don't know. You don't really know. Yeah. I hear some parents actually vouch for their children. They would almost swear that their son, their daughter would never do something like this. And eventually the boy or the girl says, Mommy, I'm sorry, I actually did. All right, so we're going to break, and when we come back, we'll continue the conversation on knowing a person's true character. Can you truly know a person when you've not experienced them in every aspect? So stay tuned.
Different ideologies
and different perspectives.
Share your views on the Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
Let's talk.
Welcome back. 26 minutes past one, and we're discussing this till 2 p.m. So we're talking about knowing someone. Can you truly say you know somebody? Can you even say, I know myself? I've heard people say that. I know myself. I know what I can do. But can you truly know yourself? Man, know thyself. I think... Okay, let me not start saying all of that. I want to hear from you, actually. I spent time talking before I opened the phone lines, right? So let's hear from you. The number to call is 070-0923-0923. And then for those messages, you can send them via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. You can also head on to Facebook. And yes, we are live there. So get on Facebook and get to watch as you listen. And then drop your comments there as well. And you can send an SMS in case you're not on WhatsApp. The same number, 0809-030-6416. Hello, it's the Sunny Side. What's your name? That can't be your name. Call me back, please. That's also not your name. All right, so what does it mean to know? The Oxford Dictionary says it means to be aware of through observation, inquiry, or information. Have developed a relationship with someone through meeting and spending time with them. I like that part, spending time with them. And then I have another question. How much time would you say is enough time to now determine if you know someone? Well, Ekola says for him, 3 months, that's ample time for him. If he spends time with you for 3 months, then he can tell if he knows you or not. But not necessarily say 100% I know you. Yeah, because that's kind of like impossible. Hello.
Hello, my name is Adoma. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Adoma.
I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right. Please go ahead.
Okay, just want to make my contribution. Yeah, I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Yeah, I heard that. Go on, please. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I said it's difficult to know it all. You can't know someone to the least. Because people change as a result of several factors. It could be politics, it could be environment, you know. It could be so many things. Husband and wife at home, sometimes they surprise each other with some attitude that they were not expecting. So it's difficult. In fact, once I'm not even there anymore.
Ooh, all right, that happened. Thank you for calling, though. Hello?
Yeah, my name is Fang. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, welcome. Please, could you just speak a little bit louder?
My name is Frank. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Frank. Thank you very much, Frank. Go on, Frank.
We all in life, change is a constant thing in life. And no matter how you intend to keep a relationship with someone, no matter how many months or years you be with that person, being close to the person, visiting, and the rest of every other thing, it is very difficult. It is very difficult to know everything about that person. There are some things you can easily say, you can really say about a person, and there are some you can't really care. Like, just like me, I can give myself as an instance. I remember some years back when I do smoke cigarettes. When my girlfriend then, she said, I know something, Frank. And even if you tell her that, look at, hello?
I'm listening.
Hello? All right. Even if someone said that, still, look at what Frank did. Look at what Frank did. She would say, no, I know what Frank can do. I know what Frank cannot do. But in the other way around, there are some things I would do which she herself don't really know. Like most people can easily say, God forbid, person like me, I cannot do this kind of thing. Not my kind of person. It's because they have not found themselves in some certain situation. There are some situations you find yourself. It really takes the grace of God for you to overcome those situations. That is just the truth.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Frank. So Frank says, it's the same thing I've been talking about. You might say, I know this person. He will never. No, this is not this person. But the person knows that it is me, or you don't know that aspect of me. Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, please?
I'm Ezekiel calling from Romola.
All right, Ezekiel, please go on.
All right. We can't really know people. Like, we can't really know people to that extent, like knowing all of them, all about them. You can only know about them, but you not know them. For example, with myself.
Okay.
In my secondary school, I was kind of serious person at school. But in the house, I'm some people. So in school, you can say, this boy is very serious. He's always not smiling. But come and see me in the house, jumping and, you know, scratching everywhere. So someone there can say, this boy is a serious boy. But if you're not friends, you're not part of me, you wouldn't know me. So you cannot really know people. But you know about them.
Sure. Thank you very much for calling. Just like some parents, right? They may tell you that their children, their son, their daughter really loves education. But they don't know their kids, really. That child may not even love or even like going to school. But, we have to put up with having to go to school because they said I have to go to school. And the child actually reads and passes the exams, so they just believe that this child loves education. There are some parents who have actually been faced with that shock of a child who they spend so much money sending to school, and somehow the child finds his or her way out of there and goes to really do what they want to do, and it has nothing to do with sitting down and carrying books, and the parents are shocked. I mean, this boy or this girl was coming tops in class in secondary school. This child has won many awards for their school. Debates and whatever competitions. I can't believe that. Yeah. So there are also, I'm talking about, children now. There are children who have a character at home. and they have another character in the classroom and a different character in that same school environment too, with their friends during break periods. The character in the classroom to the scene and observation of the teachers is different from who they are when it is break time. Now, I'm not even talking about playing. I'm talking about the way they even play the play. The kind of things they're exposed to. Some parents don't know they have kids who are smoking shisha and they're just in secondary school. They don't know. Yeah, because the child is not necessarily taking marijuana or dressing anyhow in the house or talking crazy stuff at home. But you've not met this your child discussing with the friends. They don't speak normal English. Hello? All right, please do well to call back if you can. All right, Israel Sobarisere Kelvin on Facebook says, Constance, good afternoon. No one can know any person. Humans react, change by the day, either through their environment or circumstances they face. Life changes, but we can only stay with each other as humans through the act of love, patience, etc. Even individuals do something and later think or regret doing that. So we can't know. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Kunle. Yeah, I just quickly want to contribute. Yes, it is very difficult to know someone.
Okay.
Like that, because I have a friend who is, in fact, he doesn't want you to talk about cheating around him. He doesn't want you to talk about you having another woman aside your wife.
Mm.
He can even cut off from talking with you or getting close to you.
Mm.
Well, we're surprised some time ago to discover that he had impregnated two ladies. In fact, one had already had a baby for him. And we were shocked, like, are you kidding me? You know? And I also had a scenario during my final year in school. The people that I share same room with, that we go for morning devotion together, attend all spiritual activities on campus, immediately we drop our final pen, see them on campus flying beret, writing all sorts of things on their shirt. In fact, I have never been so traumatized in my life.
Ouch.
People I have lived with all the while in school, I never had a single idea that they belong to societies.
Wow.
You know, I mean, what could be more closer than being in the same room with a friend for over 2-3 years?
Wow.
You know, so it is very difficult. According to what the Bible says, the mind of a man is very deep. It's too deep. You can't search it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So while we are also talking about knowing other people, let's also talk about knowing ourselves. It's part of the questions I'm asking. Can you truly say you know yourself? You know, sometimes when we are used to a certain kind of routine for a very long time, we feel we know ourselves. This is the way I behave. This is who I am. No, darling. This is what you know yourself as in this situation, in this box that you are in right now. Perhaps if you find yourself in Ukraine, where those shells are dropping, you would be a different person. Let me take you back to the movie I shared when I started, Blood Sisters. I remember what the lady, the bride-to-be, told her friend when she was suggesting what should be done to the dead body. She was talking about cutting it up and she was like, it was more like, who is this person I'm with again? Are you really the person I've known since we were kids? Yeah, there was a situation, adrenaline, hormones, everything flying up and down, and someone only could think of what they could think of at that point in time, and not just thinking and saying it, she started it. And the way she reacted when another person was killed and she was, let's be going. And the girl was like, someone just died. Like, it was more like, who are you? you know? And then her explanation was more like, we are more like fugitives right now. This is who we are, right? This is the reality we are living right now. So I'm sure that the person we would say this is who we are is based on our situation right now. Now, I don't go to the market speaking English like this. So someone might say, oh, I know that girl, Constance. That's the way she talks. Honey, this is not the way I talk. Outside of here. Or when I'm not with people who require that I talk like this. If I'm in the market to buy something, or more, I will speak the pidgin. Talk it the way I'm supposed to talk it so that they will bring down the price for me. There's no English speaking in that environment. Well, let's see if the English is going to get the person to reduce the price. Yeah, I'll go for it. So can you truly say that you know yourself? I can never, if someone does something to me, I will never forgive. It's just based on your experiences over time. You've not met that person who hits a very soft spot in your heart, that they would do some really terrible things to you and you let go. Never say never. All right, the minimum amount of time to stay with someone and say you know the person very well is at least 5 years. Even though people evolve and change, in 5 years, you would have known a lot about them. However, still keep your mind open and expect the unbelievable, because even the Pope is not a saint. Precious Chibueze from Mile 3. Precious, I'm a saint. Do you even understand what it means to be a saint? Anyway, thank you very much. That's not a conversation right now. Hello? Okay, please do well to call back 070-0923-0923. Good afternoon. It's the Sunny Side.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion. Please go on.
For a lifetime, it takes for you to know anybody.
Did you say it takes a lifetime?
A lifetime, yes. I haven't heard stories of people who dated for 10 years, got married, and the marriage only lasted for 2 years. Mm-hmm. So what happened in that past 10 years or 5 years, all the number of period they were dating? Mm-hmm. So tell you that we are so dynamic in nature as people or as a person. The only thing we do is this. We accept them and appreciate them. In the bad times, we say, I am sorry. And in the good times, we say, thank you. The nature of a man is so deep that you cannot ascertain the personality of the person, the traits of the person. In fact, there was a time that this DNA thing becomes a problem among us. Mm-hmm. And I did a study on this thing. Constance, The DNA of a man can last in the body of a woman for 10 years. So just suppose a lady that has had several affairs with different men, which there are different DNAs or DNA from different men in her body. So how can you know such a person? When there was a time, according to this, that like I have a question before, which nobody have answered, and I'll be asking today. What is the cause of mood swing? The truth is this. The human nature is so dynamic. Even couples, husband and wife, we cannot know ourselves. Like I'm talking to you, if you see me now in the office, Constance, if they tell you that this man drinks alcohol, you will not believe. I'm telling you, Mr. Zion, you will not believe it. This guy goes to clubs occasionally, you will not believe. This guy goes to the ghetto to mingle with people, you will not believe, but that is who I am. So you find that the nature of a man is basically being expressed at the material time you find him. If it is a cool hour, just like atoms or electrons or elements, that is how we operate. It's just a short story. Before I leave, there was a night I was with one of my female friends. She just wanted to take a walk, and we walk on a path. Guess what? We were attacked by three guys with weapons. Mm. And honestly, the lion side of me woke up. When we escaped successfully, we got home. She was shivering. Mr. Zion, I don't know you are like this. And I said, why? I don't trust. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You're a dangerous person. I said, no. Mm. We just have to do the needful at the material time. Mm. The lion in me came out because you are here. I have to protect you. The truth is this. Couples have a lot to do when it comes to knowing themselves. That is why they call it marriage. In marriage, we are in depth. We are born, died, buried, ashes with each other. That is why we see some of our parents that so love themselves, they started resembling themselves. In their noses, their eyes, the way they talk, they start resembling themselves. They have known themselves. But for this age now, we cannot know ourselves. So couples, don't say I know my husband very well. He cannot drink. Ogogoro is a lie. If they collect two shots for one backyard, you don't do. Lick some top.
All right, Mr. Zion, thank you very much for calling. You know, it reminds me of a story, something in the news actually that happened recently. The man who went on a killing spree, California, I don't know, in about 1 week or so, just a few weeks, they've had like three different attacks. You know, I just kept asking myself, that old man that went and shot those people, killed them, then killed himself. I'm sure nobody saw it coming. I'm sure nobody thought that this man would be this harmful. I'm sure nobody really thought. I've not really read, you know, to find out about this person. But that actually really goes to show that you can't really know somebody. Sometimes people claim to know a person because of the person's age. They feel, I've spent time with a lot of young people, so I know how young people behave. So I know this person. Because apart from spending time with young people, I've also spent time with this particular person. So I know this person. No, you only know an aspect of that person. You don't know this person truly. Because just like the example Mr. Zion gave, if you were in another situation, in a different kind of situation with that person, maybe that person will bring out another aspect of them that even they did not know existed. Especially when it's a matter of life and death. Yeah. Because I know that there are decisions I've also taken myself that I'm sure that maybe a few years ago I would have said never. I would have told you never. This is not me. This is not who I am. I'm not that kind of person. But hey, when things hit you and you weigh your options, you'll find yourself taking decisions that someone who knew you many years ago would wonder. Is it possible that you're the one who's making this move? I told someone recently that nothing people do shocks me any longer. There's nothing I would hear that the person did that would make me say, is that even possible? Nah, gone past that. Because finally, it's a human being that did it, right? I mean, God keeps surprising us. How much more humans? Good afternoon, Constance. Self and others awareness, or knowing self or others, is summed up in a window called Johari's window. This window has a four quadrant. We have the know self and others, know self and others. The opposite quadrant is unknown self and others, and hidden self and others, which is summarized in the following diagram. So this person sent me an image, all right? It says, but the objective test results of knowing the hidden self or others can be unfolded if these things are given to the person. One, Woman, fame, money, power. This is my psychological contribution to the discussion on ground. From Comrade Dom Uwokike. All right. Thank you. I always thought myself to be... All right. I'm not going to read this message, but thank you very much. Thank you for sharing, but I'm not going to read that. Thank you. Good afternoon. My name is Ashaka Sylvester. You can't know anybody completely because of changes, environmental factors, and situations. All right. Good afternoon, Constance. Mr. Zion should just go and open marriage counseling class. Everything, every topic we open on Nigeria Info, he will bring marriage into it. Anyway, this person says he's just joking. And then he says, please, you can't know human beings. We're bound to change at any time based on our self-desire and some spiritual forces that are out there. God bless you. Ihanacho from Iriebe. All right, thank you, Ihanacho. And sometimes people expose themselves to certain things. I'm not sure I want to go this way. Yeah, but let me just touch on it a little. Certain auras, spirits, by what they read, by what they say, by the kind of people they mingle with, or maybe even by the kind of music they listen to. You just expose yourself to certain things. And then you find yourself doing things that ordinarily, or the you that you know, would not do. You're no longer in control. Something else is controlling you. Yeah. I know some Nigerians who some years ago would never even think of going to live abroad. Yeah, I had to do that right now. Japa is trending in Nigeria. But these people have told themselves, I cannot be in this country. I have to go. And there are some people who, while people are thinking of japaing abroad or to the abroad, they are not thinking of japaing to the abroad. They're thinking of going back to their village. And it's not because things are so bad, but it's because all of a sudden their eyes are open and they are seeing opportunities, they're seeing potentials in that same village that they said, why would anybody go and be living in the village? And right now, they're seeing that place as the best place to be. Yeah. People change. And that brings me back to a conversation Dennis had some time ago about what people post on social media and some persons taking it and using it to sum up that person's life. Even some companies go as far as checking out the person's social media platform and then using maybe a post from years ago to say that this is what this person is. Come on. People change. Like one of the messages I read here, someone says, people learn, unlearn, relearn. People are exposed to better knowledge or worse knowledge. Someone you might say has been a terrible person decides to, or even accidentally, exposes him or herself to some good aura. Yeah. Could be people, could be books, could be music, could be anything. But somehow, a change begins to happen. The soul begins to change. And that man that everybody knows, that one, no near that man, no, you know they forgive. Oh. And then you find him compassionate, you find him sweet. And same goes for the same person that everybody sees as, oh, he's a darling. And this is the same person that would watch someone die. And they're not moved. They don't even move. They're like, nothing moves them. And you just wonder, what happened? All right, before we call it a day on this particular conversation... This person is screaming, Dom Uwokike has confused me. Read his message again. Nah, I'm not reading it again. Thank you. I sincerely agree with what Mr. Zion just said. Clinton from Ada George. Change is constant. All right. Okay, 070-0923-0923. I can actually take one call before we go off for the news at 2 p.m. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
I want to remain anonymous.
Okay.
Yes, talking about knowing somebody completely. Okay, you don't know somebody. If you don't know somebody, I want to bring it to a one scenario. So okay. An institution we are working, for something God lost at that institution. That organization, and I was responsible for it. And my colleague knows where that I can never do such a thing. He ordered to a police case. You know, so the police came to my room and they sat in that place where we live. They didn't see it. So my colleague was like, this person can never do such a thing. That he knows me very well. That was, I'm the one that did that. You know, so knowing somebody cannot just know somebody. I've worked in this place for like 4 years. So you don't really know somebody. You know.
Interesting. So he was doing things and his colleague was busy vouching for him. I know him. He can never. Yet he knows that he is doing what you're saying he can never do. Part of the reason we are on this earth is so that we can learn. That includes learning our own selves, then others and things. Some things you know instinctively and some things you discover as time goes on. I've done certain things that reintroduced me to myself. Things that I never thought I would do, but that I'm not sorry about and I'll definitely repeat if the same circumstances arose. Yes, you can know someone, but it is head knowledge or soul knowledge. Are we just hoping that the person isn't a certain way and calling that knowledge? Yeah, same goes with not knowing how much you can do, you can achieve. Yeah, unless you step out and try, you might say, small me, I cannot though. But just all you need is just a training and you find yourself doing some amazing stuff. All you need is a change of relationship. Now, when I'm saying relationship, I'm not talking about romantic relationship. I'm talking about your contact, the kind of people you have in your circle. Perhaps you just need to shift from hanging out with people who have no plans for themselves and hanging out with people who actually have plans and actually are living their plans. Or maybe change your circle from people who are doing certain things and mingle with people who are doing some other things. Not necessarily that the other people are doing something bad, right? Mingle with people who are doing things that would inspire you to be better or would inspire you to see what you can also achieve. If you keep hanging out with people who see you as small, honey, you're going to remain small. Constance, there's a saying that you are what you are where no one is watching you. So the claim of knowing someone for me is false because expect anything from anybody. The devil was once an angel. Yeah, Paulinus from HA. All right, thank you. This message is what is happening. I gotta go. All right, good afternoon. Initially, I was so religious, but this year I am paying more attention to my skills. My members think I am backsliding. Mr. K, are you backsliding? All right, thank you now. I have to go. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation. We'll go on that news break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about loving our kids and spoiling our kids. Where do we draw the line? Protecting them and keeping them from experiencing life for themselves, providing for them and keeping them from learning to... That's what I'm looking for. Okay, let me just say, from learning to manage appropriately. But that was one word I needed to use. It's all good. My name is Constance. It's The Sunny Side.